Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Don Cardwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walls. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lopata takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell strikes out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rapolski is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lopata strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Haddix pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hamner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Saul Roggoven now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Roggoven covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks bunts towards the mound. Roggoven picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Roggoven. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin is walked intentionally. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Walls reaches third base with a triple. Banks scores. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walls tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Cubs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Littrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Drott is 0 for 2 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rapolsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapolsky hits a pop-up beyond second. Morgan can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lopata hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Hemus pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hemus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Blalock pinch hits for Saul Ragovan. Marv Blalock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blalock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Ted Kaczynski now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob will pinch runs for Walt Morin. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a fly ball towards right. Rapolsky settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rapolsky. Will moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will scores. Walls moves to third. It's 8-0, Cubs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a line drive into right field. Rapolsky picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rapolsky. Walls scores. Neiman moves to third. Littrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Cubs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drott is 0-for-3 in the game. Drott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. Lopata drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morgan out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Morgan now playing third base. Casey Wise now playing second base. Bob Will now playing center field. Lee Walls now playing right field. C.H. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bausch hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. 1 out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.